Well, I think in reality, these are just symbolic gestures, let me put it that way, just to assure citizens within the countries taking these measures that their respective governments are trying to do something specific. In terms of the effectiveness of the closures, I think in practical terms, it will not be effective at all. First, because the borders themselves are horribly porous, but that is not actually where the challenge is. It's more the second point relating to ethnic groups crisscrossing boundaries, the depth of informal trade amongst these groups and across national boundaries.
There have been concerns raised about how some of these governments have managed the outbreak of the virus. Do you know of any measures that have been taken to sanitize the borders, as it were, of these countries and of neighboring countries to prevent the transport of the virus across borders?
No, there's actually no nationally known sanitization strategies. If we take airports, to be of course, airports are part of the border infrastructure, most of the efforts at responding to, in inverted commas, foreigners bringing Ebola, potentially bringing Ebola into a country, have occurred at airports where, you know, health teams are available, one or two ambulances are available. But my point is very simple. That is a rather unfortunate and unrealistic assessment of how the disease can be transported by those who are afflicted.
At the moment, there have been several quarantines in place in Liberia, in Sierra Leone and in Guinea to try and contain the communities worst affected by this current outbreak. Are there any security challenges as a result of the quarantine? And what do you make of the actions that have been taken so far?
Most of these actions are too little, too late. That is number one. Number two is that we don't seem in West Africa to see public health challenges as a potential security threat. I think Ebola has demonstrated to us in no uncertain manner, and also the cholera outbreaks in some of the other countries, that we need to place public health issues high on the agenda. I think we are beginning to notice steadily issues related to food insecurity. You know, food is not being transported, people are not farming, prices are going up. That may then lead to a fourth situation, demonstrations and riots, and we've seen that in the Liberia case, most unfortunate, and it's potentially very dangerous.